This is Mental, the podcast that destigmatizes mental health. I'm Bobby Timms.
I'm Annie Harris.
Each Thursday, we delve into a factor or condition that influences the mind and how to better manage it. With special guests and stats you can trust, here we go. Thank you for tuning in to this bonus update episode. We've got some changes coming up in the podcast that we wanted to share with you. And the first one is that my assistant host is changing. Annie is moving on to new exciting projects, and instead Danielle, who currently does a lot of the scheduling and research behind the show, is going to be stepping into her boots and recording the intros with me. So to ease that transition a little bit, Annie is here to share a message and kind of update you on where she's at and what she's up to.
Hey, everybody. So thanks so much for listening. Since it's been going, really. I came on board when I was in a really rough place in my life, and Bobby gave me a chance when I feel like a lot of people wouldn't have. And I'm really, really, really grateful for the time that I've had on Mental Podcast. Since I started working on Mental, I've moved towns and I've been focusing really hard on my recovery and my healing. And I've met a really awesome guy who I'm now very excitingly engaged to. So my life is heading in really positive directions. And with that comes a lot of creative changes. So I'm going to be focusing much more on my own entertainment network, Real Good Content, and our podcast that we run over there, as well as running some comedy and theatre shows and also launching my singing teaching business. So things are getting super busy over here. I'll still always and forever will be an advocate for mental health, equality, diversity and fairness. And I'll hopefully be coming back to visit and making little appearances when I can. But for now, it's time for me to say goodbye. I'm really grateful to the team at Mental Podcast, Bobby, Kat, Alexa, Pete, Danielle, of course, the real star of the show, Milan, Bobby's cat. She's the real boss here. I think we can all agree on that. I'm really grateful and I will always have really fond memories of the time that we've spent working together. But for now, thanks so much and hopefully see you again in the future.
That's so lovely. I didn't know you were going to say all those nice things about me. You've taken me off guard.
Aww, you say such nice things about me and take me off guard all the time. So I was like, I'm going to get you back.
Oh, so it's actually revenge. It's not niceness at all.
Yeah, it's been such a pleasure working with you. Like, you've really been with me through some really rough times and some really amazing times as well. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we continue to be friends forever and ever and ever. You'll always be my Bobbington.
Oh, you'll always be my Harrison.
Oh, stop it. Oh my God.
Yeah, we have, the listeners won't know this, but when you record so many intros with somebody,
yeah,
you kind of end up with a lot of like names and
Julius, Bobby.
Yeah, there's really nothing quite like recording a podcast with somebody. It's if I was Annie's emergency contact, I wouldn't be at all surprised. It's a sort of closeness that you don't get in any kind of other role.
I am engaged to another human being, but no, Bobby's my emergency contact in case of emergency. Don't call my fiance, call my colleague. But yeah, no, it's true. You do get super close. And you get these little rituals that you do, like winding each other up on air when the other's trying to record, or like whenever Bobby answers the phone, he always says Harrison or Angelica as well. So that's turned into like a Hamilton. For those of the listeners who know Hamilton, we always do Angelica and Bobby. And Bobby, yeah, it's been such a treat. Like, we've had such a nice time, and it's just one of those things you just think, right, it's time for me to move on. We were talking a little while ago in episodes about being constructively selfish, so I feel there's constructively selfish things I have to do to move on and keep growing, and Bobby has been incredible in that, and for that I will be extremely grateful forever.
Oh, thank you, and I'm so grateful to you. And I don't think that is selfish. I maybe don't entirely agree with that word, because it's the right thing for you, and the right thing for you is also often the right thing for the other people around you.
Yeah, and the podcast for sure.
Yeah, so that's where things are with Annie departing. So the episode you just heard is the last one that she will be doing the intro with me on. And the next one will have Danielle in. So
please be nice to Danielle, everyone. She is really nice. I'm not doubting for a second that you'd be lovely to her, but she is so great and you couldn't be getting a better host to work with Bobby.
Yeah. So now you're all updated on what's happening with Annie, Danielle is also here to introduce herself for the first time. And actually, if you've been listening to recent episodes, you will have already recognised her voice because she was featured in our Stigma bonus episode for Mental Health Awareness Week. So yeah, that's an appearance we snuck by you. So Danielle, do you want to share a little bit more about your background and what's led to you becoming involved in mental?
Yes, hello everybody. I'm Danny and yeah, I'm really excited to be here. I'm really happy to be part of Mental Podcast. I'm happy to get to know Milan, Bobby's cat, and he's absolutely right. And Milan is absolutely the boss around here. But yeah, in all seriousness, it's amazing to be a part of this fantastic podcast. My background has been in business psychology for 15 years, working and supporting people within a corporate environment, and which has been fantastic. But it's not necessarily why I embarked on a career in psychology in the first place, and having a lot of people in my family and friends who have and are dealing with quite significant mental illnesses and going through things, you know, all the time. I just feel that it's really important that we reduce stigma and we start talking a lot more, raising awareness around mental health. I'm also a coach, so I do a lot of coaching with people from all different backgrounds and help them through a variety of things. And I'm absolutely a campaigner for mental health education. So it seemed like a no-brainer to be part of this podcast and really support that campaign. It's absolutely amazing. Really up for that.
Great. Well summed up. So I look forward to next week being Danielle's first ever time being the intro and seeing how things develop with this new host setup. Mm. So yeah. So glad to have you on board.
Welcome. Thank you.
I mean, you were already part of the team, but I guess welcome again.
Thank you. Welcome
to even more work that you've been given.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
And good luck to Annie. All the best for everything that Annie is doing.
Oh yeah, it's so exciting. So thank you so much for listening. I look forward to all these new exciting changes as the podcast continues to destigmatize mental health for as many people as possible. Thank you for listening. For a list of our recommended resources, visit mentalpodcast.co.uk. And remember, we are in no way a substitute for qualified counselling or other mental health support. Our show is edited and produced by the brilliant Pete Murta, with licensed music by NetSky. Links in the description. Speak to you next Thursday, and remember, you are enough.